Turnout in New York City municipal elections has been on a steady slide for the last 60 years, even in the midst of national elections that engaged new rounds of voters. As WNYC's Anna Sale reports, in Williamsburg, even voters with a clear stake in city policy are just getting organized.
At polls around the Bedford Avenue L stop, turnout topped 50% in Barack Obama's first election in 2008, then plummeted to 17% in the mayoral race a year later. Compare that to one stop away in Manhattan, where turnout in both 2008 and 2009 topped 50%.
The last municipal election was pretty snoozy.
Felice Kirby is the owner of Teddy's, a bar and restaurant in Williamsburg. Part of that was the sense of Bloomberg's inevitability, but part of it, she suspects, is a lot of voters in this rapidly changing neighborhood don't really consider it home.
A lot of people who perhaps haven't yet decided where their roots lie, where their future lies.
But those that have dug in and started businesses are trying to increase participation.
Is October's enough time to do something with the mayoral candidates, right?
About a half dozen restaurant owners are huddled in a corner of Teddy's during the few hours of quiet between the lunch rush and happy hour. It's a meeting of BABAR, a North Brooklyn restaurant association that formed about 2 years ago. It's their first citywide election, and they're still getting to know the ropes.
When is the primary?
September. I don't know. We could look it up on our phone.
The group started to organize independently owned restaurants around neighborhood issues, and they were frustrated.
Because we were all getting pummeled by the Department of Health.
Samantha DiStefano owns Nita Nita on North 8th. She admits getting people together hasn't been easy.
We own restaurants. We work a lot, so it's kind of hard to get people involved and engaged as much as we'd like to.
Brooklyn restaurant owners are a growing constituency. Under Bloomberg, bars and restaurants grew 30%, the biggest jump of any borough and double Manhattan's growth rate. In Williamsburg, more than 1,200 new restaurants and bars have opened since 2001. Less than half of them made it. Interacting with city agencies is a regular part of the job.
Every week, basically. I mean,
J.C. Portillo is director of operations at Kenfolk, a coffee shop on Wythe and North 11th, right at the corner where the new Wythe Hotel has helped spur a burst of street traffic and partying.
It's definitely where everybody is targeting right now.
Still, with all that contact with local government, she's not yet a voter.
No, I actually just moved here a year and a half ago. I'm registered to vote in Florida, so I don't even know how to switch it, but I think I'm going to look into it this year and try to figure it out.
So even BABAR members are still getting organized as a voting bloc. But in some ways, candidates are out ahead of them. Republicans have blasted health department fines as excessive. Bill de Blasio's accused the city of borough bias in its enforcement. Christine Quinn last month proposed lowering fines to pre-grading system levels because there's definitely disenchantment to tap into.
We're just beat up.
Josh Cohen is a third-generation Brooklynite. He's a partner in five restaurants in Williamsburg and Greenpoint, including Anella and Jimmy's Diner. He's also got two kids that he sends to public schools. In other words, he's the very picture of a New York family candidates talk about wanting to help.
I'd like to see some of that. Like, you know, that's great. Oh, yeah, this is what we want. But you know what? In my experience, that's not the case.
So does he vote? Is he registered?
I am not. Is that bad? It's bad, I guess. Yeah. Part of it is just that I just don't believe that I can make a difference in that way, which is kind of sad, which is really sad.
The next day he emailed me. He felt bad and went to the Board of Elections first thing the next morning to register. But he still doesn't know who he's voting for. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.